Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
So clock running down, 2 seconds, 1 second, and there you go. The Baylor Lady Bears have upset the number one ranked UConn Huskies on their home floor, ending that 98-game home winning streak. Our final score in Hartford, 74-58. What a fourth quarter for Kim Mulkey's team.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
And Baylor now goes to 12-1 on the year and will no doubt climb up in the rankings, and a statement win for them, evening the series at 4 games apiece. No team in America has a better record against UConn.
That's right.
And Gina Auriemma than the Baylor Lady Bears, even now after 8 games. So big win for the Lady Bears, 74-58, the final.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Coach, I know you don't care about the polls. Is this a statement game, though, coming in and breaking their winning streak?
Oh, you know, all the media and all the fans, they'll all make it a statement game. They made it a statement game before we played. We got to get on that flight. We got 4 hours. Okay. We get in at 2 in the morning. Kids have to be in 8 o'clock classes. We got practice tomorrow at 1, and we got to play a very good Oklahoma State team at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And that's all I can think about the next 4 hours on that flight is get them ready, get them rested, and let's go try to win our second Big 12 game.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Bruce Geetson, Maggie Davis, Stinnett with the call. Coach Kim Mulkey post-game on the network following last night's 74-58 win by the Lady Bears over number one UConn. How about that big win for the Lady Bears in non-conference play?
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal there.
I would say.
I'll admit I was wrong yesterday. I said that I figured that they would go up there and UConn would beat them. I was wrong. I admit it. Congratulations to the Baylor Lady Bears. They look good. They look really good. Everybody pitched in. Lauren looked solid. That was my question mark. I didn't know where she was at condition-wise. I think she played probably her best game of the year. Taya Cooper was phenomenal. Yeah, they just went up there and they handled business, and it was a great win and a signature win for the program and this year in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So Baylor number 6 in the nation, UConn number 1, snapped a, 98-game home court winning streak by UConn. So Baylor's just busting those UConn streaks year in and year out. Last year, the win by Baylor in Waco. So this is 2 years in a row. Baylor's beaten UConn when they were ranked number one. That snapped, I think it was a 126-game non-conference winning streak last year.
And I meant to look this up before we got on air. I didn't. But Baylor, not many people beat UConn back-to-back. And I'm pretty sure Baylor's probably the only one that's done it in – oh, man, no telling how many times.
I bet you're right, yeah.
I need to look that up. But, yeah, and if Gio's been there for, what, 35 years?
35.
I'm pretty sure they haven't lost to the same team in consecutive years very often in that long tenure that he's been there.
I bet you're exactly right. Another big game scoring for Taya Cooper. Remember, she had 32 in the win over Oklahoma to open conference play. She had 27 last night, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists for Taya Cooper. 20 points, 12 rebounds for Nalissa Smith. That was big. Lauren Cox, 16 points. That's a season high for 16 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 block shots to go along with it for Lauren Cox. So she was a big part of the win last night for the Lady Bears, who really, it was a tight game. It was a 1-point game in the fourth quarter. And then Baylor went on a 15-0 run. In the fourth quarter on the road in Hartford, they outscored UConn 19-6 in the fourth quarter, held UConn to 2 of 18 shooting in that final period, 11%, 2 of 18 by UConn, and that's where Baylor pulled away and won it by that wide a margin, 16 points, 74-58.
It's almost like they put UConn in shock. They didn't know what to expect when that started happening. They start pulling away, and then everything UConn does to try to stop it is just not going in their favor, and they just didn't know how to react to that.
Yeah, which is really surprising, isn't it? You think UConn, as many big games as they've played in, and it was Baylor that was more poised and really doing what they needed to down the stretch.
I think this Baylor team is – they felt, in my opinion, they felt disrespected all year long. I mean, even people like me, I disrespected them yesterday, so I'm in the mix with that. I think they feed off of that. And then right now they're starting to gel and find themselves, which is – perfect timing. I mean, you're just now starting conference play. You get this big win. Oklahoma State's got to be sitting there like, man, are we really ready for this weekend? But it's fun to see. And, they're hitting on all cylinders at the right time, getting ready to go roll into March.
Big, big win. Held UConn to 29% shooting for the game. So that defense, which is always there, real trademark of Kim Mulkey teams, she says that's the first thing she looks at on a stat sheet is field goal percentage defense, what the other team shot. And you can tell from that more often than not how well Baylor did in the game. Rebounding was almost dead even, 44 for Baylor, 43 rebounds for UConn, but 74-58 the final. First loss of the year for UConn. Also, North Carolina State women's basketball, they were undefeated, and they lost last night. So a couple teams undefeated went down for the first time last night. UConn at the hands of Baylor, which is now 12-1 on the year. Of course, 1-0 in Big 12 play, and their next game comes up on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Not Saturday, but Sunday, Baylor versus Oklahoma State women's basketball.
And I know everybody's going to be looking at the rankings, and they're going to be saying, well, Baylor knocked off number one on the road. We got to get number one spot. But at the position they're sitting in at six, they're going to have some ways to go. They're not just automatically going to jump up to number one. So I don't think they will. I think they'll get like a number three or so. But they'll make their way there. So don't get in panic mode if you see that and you're like, well, we beat UConn on the road. We should be number one. Yeah, you might be, but it'll take time.
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of people thought Baylor dropped further than they should have with that one loss to South Carolina on a neutral court.
Rightfully so, yeah.
So working their way back up from number six really doesn't matter this time of year.
No.
But big, big non-conference win for the Lady Bears. They played at the XL Center. A crowd of 12,000 plus were there last night. National television on ESPN. Really good showcase for women's basketball in general, but Baylor specifically on ESPN television last night.
Yeah, I mean To put that together the way they did, it was the perfect setting for everybody is watching. You got all eyes on you, and you play probably arguably your best game of the year.
Yeah.
And that's the way to position yourself, and you should really just set fear in the rest of women's basketball. They're looking at that like, do we really want them right now?
Yeah. So back to Big 12 play for Coach Mulkey and the Lady Bears. Baylor men headed out today. We're headed to Lawrence, Kansas to play third-ranked KU tomorrow. We mentioned this, I think, yesterday. It's the top game in the nation this week. Third-ranked Kansas hosting number 4 Baylor. It's tomorrow at noon on CBS television, broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas, on the air at 11:30, tip-off at 12, and we were supposed to leave at 2:45 this afternoon.
Yeah.
That was the original itinerary. That has been bumped up to 1:15 because of significant weather change in Kansas. So they've got, let me look to see what it is exactly. They're projecting 5 to 8 inches of snow.
Do you have a parka or something?
I'm going to have to find my heavy coat. I was saying I walked the dog this morning in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, you won't be doing that there.
No. And now I got to find the heaviest coat that I have to take with me because they've got snow. So yesterday it was pretty nice. It was 63 for the high yesterday in Lawrence.
Mm.
Now, whatever's blown through has blown through. It's 37 right now. They've already had their high for the day at 41, and it's dropping. And snow, rain turning to snow, 5 to 8 inches projected, 16 for the low tonight, 22 for the high tomorrow, with a low of 11 tomorrow night and snow during the day. So that's what we're headed into in Lawrence.
As often as we complain about our weather and how just crazy it is, you never know what to expect. I'm thankful that we don't get those kind of swings.
Yeah.
I don't mind the temperature dropping, but I don't know if I could handle that much snow coming at me just out of nowhere.
5 to 8 inches is what they're saying. Yeah, 63 yesterday for them in January. That's a spring day.
I'm pretty sure if that happened, the city of Waco would be shut down. Like, nobody would know how to drive.
I know, you're exactly
it would just
right.
Be a disaster.
And it probably should be.
Exactly.
So that's what we're headed into. Now, when we fly into Lawrence with basketball, you don't fly right into Lawrence. We usually go into Topeka, and that's good because I'm told, in fact, I was texting with Eric Shero last night. Eric has access to a plane, and he was going to take a group up there.
Right.
And I said, hey, have you seen the weather in Lawrence? And he said, oh, yeah, we're making plans. He said Topeka has de-icing material at their our abilities at the airport there. Because I was thinking flying to Topeka, and we might have to leave from Kansas City, KCI.
Right.
But he said de-icing is available in Topeka, so we might be a little slower getting out tomorrow. But if they've got de-icing equipment, we'll be able to leave out of there.
I would not want to be out there doing that.
Oh.
Just riding around de-icing an airport.
Oh, I know.
That's
exactly.
Gotta be
brutal, isn't it? Man, that's tough.
No way.
So that's what we're headed into, but I guarantee Allen Fieldhouse will be completely packed. A little bit of weather, a little bit of snow, that's not going to affect those folks whatsoever. And they'll be there for a number 3 Kansas versus number 4 Baylor tomorrow at noon. All right, let's do this. Let's talk some Jayhawks and Bears. The voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us after a break. We'll ask him about the change in weather there in Lawrence. Let's do that when we come back. Take a break. When we return, visit with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
At the drop of the tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
In Waco, Texas, we love the holiday season. At home, at work, or out with family and friends. To our entire community, from all of us at Jeff Hunter Toyota, we wish you happiness and good cheer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality. Waco values.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point, you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. DMRA Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3-month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. On Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Devon Dotson's got it for KU at the top. A high screen by DeSosa. Devon will step back on a three and bury one from 24 feet. What a triple for Devon Dotson.
This is the John Morris Show. Proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
And Iowa State will back off. Tehan will dribble it up. And you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. An emphatic blowout here tonight in Ames. 79-53.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on this Friday morning. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Jayhawks Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Authored by the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, who joins us now. Baylor and KU coming up tomorrow at noon inside Allen Fieldhouse. Brian, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, J-Mo. How you doing, buddy?
Very good, very good. Look forward to coming your way. I got to dig out a heavy jacket. Looks like you guys have had a drastic change in weather there.
Could have snow tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, man. So
bring the coats, and hopefully you get out of here okay. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it being perfect temperature and a whole lot of hot action on the floor coming up on Saturday at high noon because, quite frankly, you look at the remaining schedule and even who we've played to this point, this is our marquee game of the year. Mm. So we'll see if the students are all the way back. They should when you got a top four head-to-head. But it should be an electric atmosphere in Allen Fieldhouse for Baylor coming in.
Well, and you guys are so good at home. I mean, you have been forever. Jayhawks have. And I said this, a little bit of snow and cold weather, that's not going to keep those fans away at all.
No. You know, it's astounding what Bill Self has accomplished here. When you look at a 96% home court winning percentage, just 13 home losses in 17 years. And it's kind of funny. They have a sign up in the locker room that they put up when they renovated the brand new locker rooms 2 years ago. And it says self-dominance in Allen Fieldhouse. And they have a number on the left of wins, a number on the right of losses. And right after they added that sign, almost in, we just jinxed ourselves fashion.
Right.
We had 3 home losses in one season. That never happened.
Right, but right.
Arizona State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State came in here and won. And I thought they were going to take the whole wall down. But last year they were perfect at home, 17-0. This year they've been perfect at home. And there's just something about this building. And I know Baylor fans can obviously empathize 0-17 here all time. But you know, strange breaks go our way. Strange things, big shots are hit. It's amazing. how it happens so frequently here. And Bill Self, obviously, is the best of the eight coaches all time. Even Roy Williams, who had the best winning percentage in the 1990s of any coach in college basketball, his home record was nothing close to what Bill Self's been able to do these last 17 seasons.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, of course, Baylor's never won in there, 0-17 all time. It's almost like we sort of gauge our progress by games lost in single digits, not double digits. So they have been single digits, and last year's game, in fact, was a pretty good game. Remember, Jared Butler had 31 in that game for Baylor, but it wasn't enough as we lost up there last year.
Yeah, that's right. He's obviously a terrific talent, and I think, obviously, the margin has been closed in recent years. And I'll just point to Texas Tech from 2 years ago. That was a team that had never won here either, and they hadn't had hardly any close calls, whereas you guys have. And they finally, you know, beat down that door and got the first ever win up here in Allen Fieldhouse. So it'll happen eventually. We just hope it's not tomorrow, because obviously, from a Baylor standpoint, if you complete this week with wins in Lubbock and Lawrence, you've got two of your three toughest road games out of the way already with wins. That's not just an inside track. I mean, that's significant pole position 2 weeks into the season. So Kansas needs to find a way to hold serve. And the way Bill Self looks at it, when you talk about a guy that just wrapped up a streak of 14 consecutive years of winning the Big 12, winning at home, that's expected. That's holding serve. If you lose at home, that's minus one. If you win, it's plus zero, because you got to do that. They honestly forecast 8-1 or 9-0 at home every year. On the road in league play, any win there is a plus one. And so if Baylor could go plus two this week in Self's formula and have those two, I know you're a golfer, you know, come on the number one and number two handicap holes in terms of tough road venues, then what a leg up Scott Drew would have. So Kansas realizes that. They know they've got to hold serve, because otherwise, you know, there's a real feather in the cap of Baylor just three games into league play.
Brian, don't you think really every game, but especially this game, you know, the matchup and how Baylor matches up with Kansas is really big? And specifically, you know, if you guys go big, you know, with a couple of big guys and three guards or a swing man in there, or if Baylor, you know, goes smaller with four guards out there, you know, we sort of saw that with Kansas and West Virginia, that chess match. Don't you think that might be a real key tomorrow?
Oh, it's huge, and that's been the million-dollar question all season long for the Jayhawks. Even in a nice 12-2 start, you know, you've got a lot of fans cussing and discussing, well, what are we doing with two bigs? We clearly have better offensive flow when it's four guards and one big. But at the same time, I mean, David McCormick's a McDonald's All-American. Silvio De Sousa, who had to sit out last year due to suspension, he was a five-star recruit. He's yet to return to that form, but Kansas feels like they have as deep a front court as anybody in the country. And if David and Doak are two of your top five players, some would say two of your top four players, we got to find a way to get them as many minutes as possible. And so, you know, Bill Self has started every game with two bigs. But if you look at it, more games than not, at the half, he switches and begins the second half with four around one. And the reason is, when you've got bodies that big, they clog up a lot of space, and it takes away the driving lanes for their guards. And if you look at our offense, we always dominate points in the paint, and you'd think that would be all Udoka and David, right? Well, it's actually just as much Devon and Marcus Garrett driving the gaps and finishing at the rim. And they found that the offensive flow is so much better, you know, when you've got four around one and there's not as many space eaters inside. So it'll be interesting to see how Baylor handles it. You guys are so good defensively, only allowing 58 points a game. And, you know, the same is true with West Virginia's defense. And that was a really ugly, according to Bill Self, non-rhythmic start to the game. And Kansas eventually pushed past. But, you know, it was funny watching you guys D up Texas Tech on Tuesday night and then watch the first 8 minutes of our game in Ames, where both teams were hitting everything, and I think we almost had the halftime score at the 12-minute mark, you know, of Tuesday night's halftime score on Wednesday night in Ames. But that's a credit to you guys' defense. And so I'll be really interested to see how that unfolds, and then, you know, who blinks first in terms of, you know, what coach adjusts based on the personnel and how the open to the game is going.
Final thought, and we'll let you go. This is number three versus number four. Teams picked 1 and 2 in the Big 12 in the preseason. I mean, this is the biggest game in the league this weekend, Tech at West Virginia notwithstanding. But it's, you can make a case, this is the biggest game in college basketball this weekend between Baylor and KU.
Yeah, it has to be. And, you know, if it wasn't an NFL playoff weekend with the national championship game for college football on Monday, this thing would be getting way, way more attention. In some ways, I'm kind of disappointed it didn't come later, because this would be a standalone ESPN College Game Day type game. Yeah. But unfortunately, with everything else in the sports world hitting this weekend, it kind of is second page news. It won't be here in Lawrence.
No.
but on the national scene, it is. But we're excited. And like I said, I mean, what's at stake for the Bears should they get it? That inside track would be substantial. And so Kansas needs to find a way to extend that home streak versus Coach Drew and company. But it's easier said than done. This is probably as good a team as you brought up here. And Kansas, though, confidence on the heels of back-to-back conference wins. Yeah, there's still a lot of kinks to iron out before this team's playing its best ball. And I know you're thinking, oh, come on, you just won by 26 in Ames. But we've had turnover issues at times. At times we've been a really poor free throw and three-point shooting team. It's been a little bit Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. But if the threes are falling early and Udoka continues to hit from the free throw line, Jayhawks are going to win a lot of games this year. But those are the kryptonites, even on a number three ranked Kansas team. We'll see how Baylor goes about exploiting that.
That's a good assessment. Hey, appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks very much, and we'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, my friend. One of my all-time favorite guys. Have a great call, buddy.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks. We'll see you. Brian Haney, the great voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. We'll see he and works alongside Greg Gurley tomorrow inside Allen Fieldhouse, Baylor and KU. Baylor number 4 in the nation, Kansas number 3 in the nation, and both sitting at 2-0 in Big 12 conference play. Kansas with a home win over West Virginia to open league play. Then pretty dominating, like you said, 26-point win in Ames over Iowa State on Wednesday. Baylor, of course, the home win over Texas, the road win over Texas Tech. So two teams, really, really good matchup there in historic Allen Fieldhouse.
I'm looking forward to watching this matchup and seeing how Baylor adjusts. Typically they run that zone, but man, this year they've been running man. They just switch it up and they adjust on the fly, and they're just really fun to watch. And I think this is the best team that Baylor's had going up into Lawrence, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come out of there with a W.
A lot more man than zone this year for Coach Drew. One of the neat things about Kansas and Allen Fieldhouse, I mean, it's that historic building. I mean, the jerseys and banners that hang in the rafters of Wilt Chamberlain going back, and Fog Allen, you know, that's the namesake Allen Fieldhouse, James Naismith. And they've added, really in the last few years, a Kansas Hall of Fame that's connected to the building, which is really, really nice. I'd love to see us get to that point where we could do that at one of our venues, either football or basketball. Where there's a lot of traffic through there. Yeah. And there's so many people that walk through that Hall of Fame on a game day. I'd love to see us get to that point. And they also have there in a special display, it's James Naismith's Rules of Basketball.
That's awesome.
The original Rules of Basketball. And they've got that enclosed in glass in a display that you can go by and see.
Is that like one of those old leather, worn out leather bound things, or was it look
not
like?
Really? I mean, the part that's displayed is kind of like a journal, like you would think, and it's opened up to the his writings there.
That's awesome.
But it is really, really cool to see. You think about, wow, basketball was born here. How about that?
See, when you have an environment like that, that's almost like a sixth man in a way.
Because
you go in and it's just a mental thing. You're walking in and you can catch yourself like in awe and lose focus of the game. I think that's what helps them, you know, at home is situations like that. But Baylor's should be going in focused. And I, like I said, I'm just really looking forward to this, man. It's going to be a great game.
Me too. Absolutely. National TV on CBS. That's always big. Brad Nessler, Bill Raftery will do the play-by-play in color for CBS tomorrow. So our broadcast on the air at 11:30, Pat and I, and then tip-off at noon here on ESPN Central Texas for Baylor and Kansas. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, let you hear from Coach Kim Mulkey post-game last night. Lady Bears big win over UConn, number 1 in the nation. We've got that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Colby Carpenter, a Keller Williams Advantage, is the name you need to know when it comes to all things real estate. Colby is a residential, farm, and ranch agent throughout Central Texas with a passion for the business and finds pleasure in helping clients throughout the process. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, Colby Carpenter of Keller Williams Advantage will go the extra mile to ensure you have a positive experience. For all your real estate needs, contact my guy, Colby Carpenter, today at 254-366-2330 or check out his website today, colbycarpenter.kw.com. That's Colby, K-O-L-B-E-Y, carpenter.kw.com.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount. Get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Why drive an SUV like every other when you can drive a Cadillac? Improbably spacious, impressively stylish. The Cadillac XT4, the midsize XT5, and the 7-passenger XT6 offer the ideal size to fit your lifestyle. Get a gently used 2019 XT4 for only $33.9, or the midsize 2019 XT5 for just $42.9. Qualified buyers can get a new 2020 XT6 lease for just $4.99 a month. Experience Cadillac today at Richard Carr Cadillac. See dealer for details.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. The 6th-ranked Baylor Lady Bears picked up a big 74-58 win over number 1-ranked UConn on Thursday night, snapping the Huskies' 98-game home winning streak. Nalissa Smith had a big game for the Lady Bears with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts on Nalissa Smith.
Nalissa started out well, and she ended well, and that's such an asset to our team as she continues to grow. I thought defensively she's just getting better. She had to guard on the perimeter a lot tonight, but she went back and got us a lot of rebounds to help Cox.
In the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Thunder 113-92. Tonight, the Spurs are at Memphis taking on the Grizzlies at 7, and the Mavs, they'll host the Lakers at 8:45.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Devon Dotson's got it for KU at the top. A high screen by DeSosa. Devon will step back on a three and bury one from 24 feet. What a triple for Devon Dotson.
This is the John Morris Show. Proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
And Iowa State will back off. Tehan will dribble it up. And you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. An emphatic blowout here tonight in Ames. 79-53.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Just visited with him. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Baylor, Kansas tomorrow. Lady Bears have a big win under their belt already this week. Women knocking off number one UConn, handing them their first loss of the season last night in Hartford, Connecticut. 74-58 the final. How about this? The all-time series between Baylor and UConn is now 4-4. Dead even, four wins apiece.
That's rightfully so. I mean, it makes sense. We have two of the best programs ever in women's college basketball. They're going to split.
Big win for the Lady Bears. Big fourth quarter led to the victory, outscoring UConn 19-6 in the fourth quarter. And Baylor went on a 15-0 run as part of that fourth quarter to get the victory. Here is now, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Coach Kim Mulkey on postgame with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett.
First of all, congratulations. What a great win and a great fourth quarter, Coach.
It's always good to win, but it's even better to win on the road. Mm-hmm. As I told you before the game, this game isn't going to make or break our season. We've got more important games ahead, but it was a great environment, playing against a storied program like Connecticut, and winning makes that four-hour flight go a little bit faster.
Coach, you look at the fourth quarter. It was 55-54 early in the fourth quarter, and then a 15-0 run. Melissa, 10 straight points, and then Coop, the free throws.
Well, you know, I took Melissa out there some in the third quarter and brought Bickle in just to kind of let Melissa take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. She wants to do so good, and she's such a tremendous talent. And Bickle brings a different type of game where she'll, you know, they got to come out and guard her. Not that they don't have to guard Liz, but Liz is kind of like that four player that can get in there, as you saw, and score it on people and drive. And the offensive rebound and put back. Whoo, big girl basketball.
Yeah.
And I just was proud of Nalissa. Nalissa started out well, and she ended well. And that's such an asset to our team as she continues to grow. I thought defensively, she's just getting better. She had to guard on the perimeter a lot tonight, but she went back and got us a lot of rebounds to help Cox. We're still not a very good rebounding team, honestly, but I thought we got key rebounds at key times late in the game. You know, we got to do a better job of keeping people off of the offensive boards, Bruce, and it's something we just have to continue to work on.
Yeah, they had 17 offensive boards.
Yeah.
And they led the rebounding until late in the game when you finally edged them 44-43.
Well, imagine if we don't give up that many offensive boards, how much better we will be. And so we've got to work on that.
Coach, the defense, you held them to 2-for-18, 11% in the fourth quarter.
I'd like to tell you it was some great strategy that I called and before the fourth quarter started, but really we were doing the same thing the first three quarters. So I don't know if fatigue set in. I don't know if, you know, we just got a lead and really stepped it up a notch, but we didn't change anything defensively.
Well, it seems like they caught on to the pick and the roll and the cutters going through finally.
Well, we got beat back door. I don't know if it was, you know, two or three times there in the first half. And, you know, we're going to press you. I think anybody that knows us knows they're going to get up in you and pressure you because we got Cox back there who can swat shots and alter shots. And they got some backdoor looks. And so, you know, it was – we got better at defending the backdoor cuts. Mm-hmm. I think that we will get better defensively – communicating. We have a tendency to have one or two communicate and the others stay quiet. Everybody's got to talk on the defensive end of the floor.
What about Taya Cooper, Coach? You know, 27 in this one, following up a 32-point game, but she made free throws down the end. She did what she wanted from a point guard for the most part.
She did. A couple of things that, obviously, outstanding game. Mm-hmm. Couple of things as you coach her and you teach her the game that I think she will tell you we've already talked about is, one, delivering passes when people are open. Mm-hmm. And I thought she missed some passes to some kids tonight, and I talked to her about that. And then she can't have seven turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, she knew immediately. She thought it was six, and I told her, well, they credited you with seven, so you can't have that. But she can score the ball. I thought she really bowed her neck and defended better.
I think when they shoot on the perimeter, it opens it so much easier for Lauren and Alyssa and Queen or whoever's in the game. So I'm just hoping they start shooting more.
Well, they have the green light. Our team, mm-hmm. and it's so funny, Maggie, because I was just telling the media in there, I'm so tired of hearing Andy Landers call us old school. Call us timeless. But old school just sounds like an insult. Mm-hmm. We're not old school. This is 2020, and we're going to do what our strengths are. To me, I didn't see any back-to-the-basket stuff like we did last year. I saw Cox come up and face up and hit a bunch of threes. I saw her face the basket. I saw Nalissa drive. I believe you have to have post touches wherever that might be to open up the things for those kids on the outside. And then when those kids make shots, it opens it up on the inside. But, you know, we're going to take what we need to do. And Juicy didn't have a very good night, but she continued to try to defend. You know, she got in foul trouble, she and Dee Dee, in the first half. And, you know, we extended the lead to 8 twice.
Yeah.
And then we
they came back.
Yeah,
yep.
And I kept telling them, this is when you get better, is when you get to 8, you got to extend it. And it was always with 2 or 3 minutes left to go in the quarter. Mm-hmm. And just grow from there.
It was physical in the paint, and the shots opened that up. So we had a hard time all night with that lob pass and stuff because they kept doubling inside.
They weren't guarding Dee Dee.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's new to Dee Dee. It's like I told her. I said, Dee Dee, you hadn't been guarded since you've been at Baylor. Figure it out. And then she got the 2 fouls, and she and Juicy came back in the second half, and I played Dee Dee when she picked up that 3rd, you know, foul early. And it's sometimes you just got to go with your gut. And I thought – you know, she hung in there and still got to get better defensively. Yeah. We still got to rebound and keep people off the offensive boards. Maggie, I told you that today. We're not a dominant rebounding team. And I'm not trying to say we will ever be like we were last year, but we can be better.
Coach, I know you don't care about the polls. Is this a statement game, though, coming in breaking their winning streak?
Oh, you know, all the media and all the fans, they'll all make it a statement game. They made it a statement game before we played. We got to get on that flight. We got 4 hours. Okay. We get in at 2 a.m. Kids have to be in 8 o'clock classes. We got practice tomorrow at 1, and we got to play a very good Oklahoma State team at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And that's all I can think about the next 4 hours on that flight is get them ready, get them rested, and let's go try to win our 2nd Big 12 game.
That is Coach Kim Mulkey post-game last night with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, heard here on ESPN Central Texas last night. Lady Bears 12-1 with a bullet, and they'll host Oklahoma State, the Cowgirls, Sunday at 1 in the Farrell Center. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, our day of the day, some birthdays to pass along to you and more. Hope you can stay with us. We'll wrap things up and then hand things off to Matt Mosley coming up top of the hour. I don't think he's here again today, is he? Was that just
I think he booked it back to Dallas.
That was kind of like Haley's Comet one time, him coming through the studios here.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So maybe another 60 years or so, we'll see Matt come back through the station. We're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page for contact information and some good stories, success stories of all the things that she is doing for families in our area. If you're moving across town or across the world, she is a global luxury specialist and can help you with any and all of those. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. We're also brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. A peek ahead at the schedule for the Baylor Club. They've got their mixology event coming up on Saturday afternoon, but that is now full, so it is sold out. There is a wait list available on the website if you'd like to put your name on that. That, quite obviously, is a popular event. Next week, Tuesday the 14th, they've got Family Pasta Night. That is 5 to 7 at the Baylor Club. Next Wednesday, the 15th, is their new member orientation. That's always good if you have questions about your membership, if you're already a member and still don't understand, you know, some of the nuances of what all that entails. All of your questions can be answered at the new member orientation. So check that out. That is next Wednesday, January 15th, 5:30. At the Baylor Club. And note they will be closed for lunch next Thursday. That's because they will host the Waco Chamber First pitch luncheon next Thursday. Look forward to that next week, and that'll be you'll hear from Baylor baseball coach Steve Rodriguez, softball coach Glenn Moore. You'll hear from MCC baseball coach Mitch Thompson, and then softball coach Chris Berry. And then I think the feature this year will be again the Texas Rangers caravan coming through. So some Rangers baseball talk coming up at the Chamber first pitch luncheon next week. So we look forward to that. That is next Thursday. How does that tie into the Baylor Club? Well, the Baylor Club will host that event coming up next week. All the events, that's a few of those. They will be on the website at thebaylorclub.com. Mike Mosel texts, and he does say even on the day when they host the first pitch luncheon, they will have lunch available at the fourth floor, the fourth level, City View dining will be available. So think about that. They're hosting whatever, you know, 1,000 people, 750 people yeah. for the luncheon. But still, for members, you've got your regular availability for luncheon. Thank you for that, Mike. And that is on the fourth floor there at the Baylor Club. Check it all out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. For any questions or reservations, call 254-710-8080. We love telling you about all the good things going on at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Recently on You Make the Call.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to say, first of all, y'all, thank y'all for all the coverage y'all did there in New Orleans and everything else. It's a great job. I don't see how you could have done it any better. I'm always know everybody always kind of looks back and see maybe we could have done this or this, but I can't think of a thing, but I appreciate y'all doing that for everybody back here in Central Texas. But the main thing is my legacy deal for this team, heck, y'all, I mean, they're 2 years ahead of anything that I would have expected. I mean, I was hoping they'd be at this point where they're at right now, 2 years down the road. I mean, I thought maybe 7 wins, 8 wins would be really good. Anything above that was gravy on the steak. You know, so I mean, you know, their legacy is they're way ahead of where they're at, and they're in a good place to, you know, maybe take another step. You know, even if they stay status quo, exactly what they did this year, that's still going to be a heck of a season, y'all.
You make the call on ESPN Central Texas.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855-BUGS.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. The 6th-ranked Baylor Lady Bears picked up a big 74-58 win over number 1-ranked UConn on Thursday night, snapping the Huskies' 98-game home winning streak. Nalissa Smith had a big game for the Lady Bears with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Here's head coach Kim Mulkey's thoughts on Nalissa Smith.
Nalissa started out well, and she ended well, and that's such an asset to our team. As she continues to grow, I thought defensively she's just getting better. She had to guard on the perimeter a lot tonight, but she went back and got us a lot of rebounds to help Cox.
In the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Thunder 113-92. Tonight, the Spurs are at Memphis taking on the Grizzlies at 7, and the Mavs, they'll host the Lakers at 8:45.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Wrap things up, hand things off to Matt Mosley coming up top of the hour. And day of the day today, Garrett tells me today is National Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Yeah, I like some bittersweet chocolate.
Do you?
Yeah, dark chocolate, a little cocoa action.
Yeah.
Especially some Ghirardelli. Can't beat it.
So explain to me bittersweet compared to regular chocolate.
It's going to have, to me, bittersweet is more, like you could taste more of the cocoa in it, the actual cocoa instead of the, I guess, the sweetened. I guess it's essentially, the cocoa takes the, gives you a bitter flavor. And most of the time, the ones I've had are dark chocolate and you don't have like some sea salt on them or whatever.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty exactly. Good. All right, so today's the day, National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. So celebrate appropriately. What's your go-to there? Like, is there one that you would get at a store, a regular store, or somewhere else?
My favorite would probably be the ones from Ghirardelli, and they're, what is it? It's like a 90-something percent. It's pretty harsh.
Oh, really?
But it's good. And then they have another one. I had one the other night. It was like a sea salt and almond bittersweet one. It was like 67% cocoa or something.
Okay.
But I don't know. They're pretty good. And to me, Ghirardelli makes the best ones.
And probably no sugar in this at all, right?
No.
No sugar.
No, it's no sugar. So, I mean, that's why you're going to get that natural cocoa.
Right.
Your palate.
All right. Today's the day. National Bittersweet Chocolate Day. Birthdays to pass along to you today. Let's see who's on the list here for today. Sharva Ingram. Today, Sharva's birthday. Works at the Extraco Event Center, Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo. Happy birthday to her. Benedict Dortch, one of the all-time great tennis players in Baylor tennis history, a national champion. Today is his birthday. C.J. Jackson works down on campus. Today is C.J.'s birthday. Oh, it's Andrew Althoff's birthday, our director of our assistant AD for sport performance, athletic performance. Andrew is he's an interesting guy because he is very much into cutting edge technology to get the best out of our student athletes. For example, they're football guys. Some of them will wear these kind of harness straps, and it measures, you know, their top burst of speed during a practice and how much energy they exert and things like that. So it's really, he does some really, really interesting things.
Did he do like some work with NASA, or he did some research?
There was
something
like
NASA,
that.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So tied into that. So he is, what he does with sport performance, very cutting edge. Today's Andrew's birthday. That is Andrew All Day Althoff. Jason King's birthday today. Jason, saw him the other night in Lubbock. He was covering the game, Baylor and Tech. Happy birthday to him. Allie Mosier used to work here at Baylor. Today's Allie's birthday, and that's all I've got on my list.
I don't have anybody today. There's one on Sunday, but I'll probably use it Monday.
All righty. Very good. So that's our birthdays that we know about. If we miss you, I apologize. For the others, happy birthday to you. Have a great day. If you know those folks, send them a text or give them a shout out. Tell them happy birthday today. All right, we got to move out of here. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Matt Mosley Show is 10 to noon. Unnecessary Roughness is noon to 3. You make the call, 3 to 6 coming up tonight. So keep it here all day on ESPN Central Texas, where we will talk to you next tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. with the countdown to tip-off prior to Baylor and Kansas from Lawrence tomorrow. Pat Nunley and I with the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas tomorrow. Talk to you then, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you again Monday morning at 9. Do appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, who joined us. Garrett, have a great weekend.
You too. Safe travels up there.
Appreciate it. Into the snow, into Lawrence, Kansas. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Adios.